FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Here at the 91st National FFA Convention, I had the chance to catch up with Gracie Furnish, the National FFA Eastern Regional Vice President. We started off talking about her year in review.
Wow, it's hard to know where to start, just coming back here completely full circle like we were just saying, but so many incredible opportunities and experiences. I traveled to 28 states the last time I had checked, whether that was for chapter visits at the local level, going to FFA camps, going to state conventions, foundation visits with our sponsors. So many really amazing opportunities, and getting to go to our nation's capital, going to Japan halfway around the world, which was incredible, and all just amazing opportunities to learn about agriculture and agriculture education, and to also help advocate for FFA and youth leadership.
So we've come full circle. You've served for a year, and now we're beginning the final of your wearing the blue jacket. So tell me what you're looking forward to most being here at the National Convention.
Here at convention, just so excited to see members that I've met throughout the year and sponsors and agriculture teachers, and celebrate their success. I know a lot of times we as the officers are in the spotlight, but we practice so hard and we prepare really well so that we can make those special moments for members on stage, and just celebrating their success and everything that they've done. And that's why we're here. We're here to turn that spotlight onto them and to empower them in everything that they're doing. And so it's really cool to get to say that's the last thing that we get to do of our year.
So I'm going to turn the spotlight back onto you. Tell me something about preparing for National Convention that people may not know about.
I would say probably the length of time that we prepare. I would say a lot of people don't know how long we actually prepare. We started in about the very beginning of September and started writing our retiring addresses and started writing our session scripts and all of that. And so that's a pretty long process, but it's definitely necessary. Just lots of drafts of things. We get lots of feedback on it and making sure that we have the message that we want to share. And we also do something really cool. We go on a team retreat before all that happens, which I don't think a lot of people know about. And we actually went to the mountains in North Carolina this year. And so it's a cool way to reflect on the year, but also get in that mindset that we're almost towards the end. And so that's something neat and a lot of fun that our team really enjoyed with our team coaches.
Can you give me an inside look of what the message that you want to leave the delegates and students with your retiring address?
Yeah, I can. So my retiring address is titled Valuable. And so all throughout, I'll be sharing some stories from on the road this year where members or individuals that I met taught me that and truly reminded me that what we do every single day is valuable, that life is valuable, and that you as an individual are very valuable. And so in all of those ways, hopefully empowering students to know that they have a purpose and they are created the way they are for a reason, and to leave convention feeling very empowered in that way.
I want to hear your take. What does the theme Just One mean to you?
I'm so excited for this theme, and as it continues coming to life, it's just so cool to see. And personally in my life, I just fully believe it. It was one ag teacher that saw the potential in me and encouraged that potential, and just one friend or just one older FFA officer that inspired me. Coming to my very first state convention and very first national convention, those were moments that truly empowered me so much. And I truly believe too, a lot of times we say changing the world, like go out and change the world and make a difference. And a lot of people get really bogged down by that because it's such a big responsibility. But if you start in your local community with just one action or just one conversation or showing somebody that you care, that truly makes a world of difference.
You've had a very year of service. Who would you like to thank for helping you get through this year?
Oh, wow. So many people. Definitely my national officer team. And then I always like to say my team or my family. I talk about my immediate family, parents and siblings and grandparents, just everybody that's kept up with me even when I've been gone. They've encouraged me and shown me so much love. And people just from all across the nation. Every time I went to a state, I was a stranger, but they made me feel right at home and welcomed me in to their FFA family. And so that was really, really cool. And also everyone here at National FFA. So our two coaches, Mr. Back and Miss Cindy, could not do this year without them.
As we're wrapping up here, when you retire from wearing the blue jacket, what does the future look like for you?
I'm so excited to still stay involved as alumni and then also applying to be a facilitator for state officer programs. I'll be going back to school, so continue studying in agricultural education and continuing finding ways to give back to the organization, and also just using what I've learned here in FFA in other pursuits. So very, very excited to explore different things but continue giving back.
You just heard from Gracie Furnish, the National FFA Eastern Regional Vice President. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.